Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and clearly we're headed into wedding season, and of course wedding movie season with Something Borrowed. You know, love can get pretty complicated, especially when you hide your feelings for years about the guy your best friend is going to marry, until it all comes out at the worst possible time.
My name's Rachel. This is my best friend, Darcy.
Darcy, this is Death.
I know, you've only been talking about him for 9 months.
Ask Rachel out on a date.
Darcy, we're just friends.
Why do you let her win?
Because that's what Darcy does. Darcy wins.
Rachel, you deserve to be happy.
So Kate Hudson is the girl who has the guy, and Jennifer Goodwin is the girl who wants the guy, and the guy is Colin Eggleworth. The guy friend of the girls is John Krasinski, and then there's a guy who complicates everything by being available to every girl at any time, and he is Steve Howie. Sounds pretty much like a typical romantic comedy, and it is, except for I swear in real life I went to college with these two girls, and I'm so glad I saw the movie because I always wondered who really ended up with the guy. But as far as the movie goes, it's just so-so. Yes, everyone is pretty and cute and has pretty much perfect lives, even though they don't think so. There's nothing super great about the story, especially at the very end. They show you one more scene in the middle of the credits, and seriously, it makes no sense. It's just odd. So in our movie night traffic light, Something Borrowed is a yellow light. Now thank goodness it's not only wedding season, it's also superhero season, and the first big movie of the year is Thor, and Chris Hemsworth is Thor. Now his father thinks his priorities are all screwed up, so he strips him of his powers and banishes him to Earth to teach him a lesson. Problem is, his people need him to come back to save them from destruction.
But who are you really?
You'll see soon enough.
God, I hope you're not crazy.
Do you swear to guard the lives of the innocent and preserve the peace?
I swear
I will destroy their kind.
You can't kill an entire race
and die with them.
So if you search the entire universe for just the right guy to play Thor, Chris Hemsworth will definitely be the guy. Totally perfect. Now, I don't know what the comic book guru people think, but for me, he looked amazing. And I'm so glad they make movies like this. You know, no offense, but movies make the stories way more exciting, and I just don't get that from reading a comic book. That actually might be the problem, the reading part. But this is not your regular kind of superhero movie where the planet Earth is in trouble and the hero comes to our rescue. We pretty much rescue Thor in this one, which makes for some funny and exciting moments on Earth, which helped cancel out some of that fakey looking stuff that was going on in his planet, but it was fun, and I'm looking forward to the sequel, which hopefully will be even more exciting. After all, Thor owes us Earthlings a big favor, so on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Thor is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.